You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. You know, this is one of my favorite times of year. I like the cooler temperatures. My wife, not so much. She is from Chicago, and she absolutely is delighted to have been delivered out of cold weather, and she doesn't ever want to experience it again. And so she's not exactly thrilled with the cooler temperatures. But I tell you this, they won't last here in Florida. We have summer. Actually, I saw something that people posted last year that said it's supposed to get really hot outside. So be careful if you're going out after 11 a.m. and before November the 1st, something along like that line. If we have like a 6 month, just pretty steady, hot season. Wyrick Air helps Merritt Assembly of God, helps me at my house to make sure that we have a place that we can, take relief from the heat. They have been taking care of air conditioning and heating issues, as well as some electrical field challenges. They've been serving Brevard County in a professional manner for over 50 years. They work primarily in residential settings, some light commercial settings. They provide emergency service when necessary. They strive to provide their customers with the best service possible at an affordable price. And I can tell you that Pastor Dennis, because he is a pastor, he pastors a church in Central Florida up in the Geneva area, and he wants to treat people well. And so if you want a qualified, competent, and caring company to take care of your air conditioning and heating system, you can reach Wyrick Air if you decide. 321-632-9538. They service all of Brevard County, north to south, east to the west. Their license number is CAC 182-1309. 321-632-9538 may be a great resource for you if you're looking for a AC provider. Maybe you're new to the area. They are great, great people. We love them dearly. Today we're going back to Mark chapter 12. Jesus had been asked what the greatest commandment was, and so he answered it. And yesterday we were talking about, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. And the second phrase of that is with all your soul. So the soul is the mind and the will and the emotion. So let's look at this with the will. It's a decision that we make. Okay? If you say, I can't, or if you say, I can, you are correct in both cases. A lot of times people say, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, and turns out they can. A lot of people live life as if they can't accomplish anything, and they don't. The truth of the matter is with Jesus Christ living inside of you, all things are possible to him who believes. And so this is not just part of our spiritual aspect. This involves our will as well. Loving God, and what I say is, When I am living a lifestyle of love, it touches every aspect of a person's being. So yesterday we were talking about the emotional aspects. The thing about emotions is emotions are like shifting sands. Feelings come and go. They change. Circumstances happen. And so you can move from wanting to lay hands on people and pray for them to just wanting to lay hands on people. My daughter switched companies, not the one here, but I've got another daughter, and she switched companies, and they were bringing all of their employees to this meeting so that they could all get to know one another. And one of the owners of the company was sitting next to my daughter and said, do you have anything that you want to throw in? And she said, I can throw hands. and that caused some laughter to erupt in the room. And the moderator said, well, let's not take it to that extreme. You can move from wanting to lay hands on people to wanting to lay hands on people. And so that's why you don't do that. You don't run your life by emotions, but when you love God, your emotions are part of that. You just shift dominion from your emotions being under the dominion of darkness to being controlled by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Say, God, you control my emotions, and also you cause my mind and my will and my emotions, all of them, to be under your control. And so a lot of people say, you know, you are crazy if you talk to yourself. And then the people say, no, you're not crazy if you talk to yourself, but you're crazy if you answer yourself. I want you to know David did both of those things. He said, why are you downcast within me? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. David had no problem talking to himself and the aspects of his life. You see, whenever you are basing your relationship with God on emotions, every Sunday morning you're going to be too tired or too sick or want to go do this or want to go do that. There's going to be something that comes up. But when you have set your face like a flint, if you will, according to the scripture, you set your face like an eagle, and you have plotted a predetermined course that you are going to honor God with every aspect of your life. See, too many people live compartmentalized lives where they try and keep God in one area, but he doesn't have dominion in the other areas of his life. And so there may be some things that are damaging financially and damaging physiologically. They're damaging relationally. But they say, okay, well, I've got God in this box. And a lot of times in modern America, that box doesn't include the house of God. And I will tell you, you can have a relationship with God without church, but it's awfully hard to thrive that way. Awfully hard to thrive outside of the community of faith that God created us to thrive in. So Jesus said the greatest commandment is love God, but then he's got these qualifying statements: with all your heart and with all your soul. He also says here, with all your mind. Okay? And so that's what we're doing here. I'm hoping not to tell you just things that you already know, but instead to challenge you, to share with you some new things that will stimulate your mental processes, because of living in a fallen world, we are supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And so whenever I see something in the Word, it should bring change and transformation to the way that I think. And if it changes the way that I think, it will change the way that I speak. It will change the way that I act. So a different mindset produces different behavior. So we're 3 weeks into 2026 already. By now, many of the people who made New Year's resolutions have already abandoned them. They had good intentions. They seemed to have a plan, but something happened, and for many people, they fall right back into the same habits, the same mindset, the same thoughts, and 2026, unless there is a transformational event in their mind, they're just going to have another 365-day stretch of the same sort of things they've gone through, only you'll throw in a few physical challenges as well because you've gotten a little bit older. You love the Lord your God with all your mind, and I will tell you, it will cause you to think differently. I saw something. I really don't know who this person was, but they said that many people have negative thoughts that outnumber positive thoughts by about a 3-to-1 ratio. In other words, people tend to be pre-wired for negativity. Like, that's sad. And so if you're one of the people who's hardwired for positive or godly thinking, you're really going to stand out because you're the anomaly. Well, not everything that is positive from a mindset standpoint is godly. There are some people very disciplined as far as their exercise regimen goes, as far as taking care of their body. But then, you know, they get out of the gym and they go into real life, and all of a sudden they're doing things that are undercutting all of that hard work and effort that they put in. I'm going to be preaching some messages this year on not only how do we move forward as individuals, but also what are some of the traps that people get stuck in. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a really enlightening sermon series. It's going to cause the light bulb from Ford to go off and say, oh, wow, there's a bright idea. God wants to set me free from that. When you realize it's a trap, you don't want to be a part of it. I've had my finger snapped a few times in my life from a mousetrap. That doesn't feel good. At one point in time, I had to equip some rat traps. And I will tell you that I was exceptionally careful with those because that spring-loaded thing looked like it packed quite a wallop. And I wanted to keep all of my fingers nice and unbroken. So let's make a full effort to not just be spiritually engaged, not just to be emotionally engaged, not just to make the decision to be in the house of God, but say, God, renew my mind. You're the one that created my mind. You said that you would send the Holy Spirit to remind us of the things that you had said, to guide us into all truth. And so I pray that you will be intellectually active in 2026 as an expression of your love for God. There is no reason why we cannot educate ourselves in the Word of God. We have more tools at our disposal than ever before. We have more conveniences in life. The thing that just kind of boggles my mind is, you know, these self-driving cars and things like that, where people can be mentally detached from the driving experience. When I was growing up, everybody was thrilled to get their driver's license because they enjoyed driving. Now, people just want to say, hey, set it and forget it. And then, you know, it would be one thing if they were focusing their mind on something godly, but much of the time, when our minds are in neutral, they're not shifting to enriching aspects as much as they are just distracting activities. Social media, just scrolling for hours and hours on end, seeing something new that will not change us for the better. I wonder what would happen if we said, God, would you enlarge my understanding? I want to seek the wisdom of God. I want to seek to know God. I want to seek to understand the Word of God. I want to study to show myself approved. There's hard work. Loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, it involves effort. It's something that is very intentional. And the last one here says, and with all your strength. So when I am here in the radio program, in the studio, I'm sitting in a chair. I have to stick very close to this microphone, but my speaking style is still pretty much the way that I communicate with people on a regular basis. When I preach on Sunday morning, when I worship, I have worshiped, I have sang a song so loud that at times I've strained my vocal cord or got excited when I was preaching. Here, I've got this monitor over here that shows me the frequency of my voice. And so I know if I get too loud there. If that doesn't work, I have a smartwatch. And even though I'm the only one here in the room, the smartwatch will say, hey, you're in a loud environment, and the only environment I'm in is the environment of my voice. In other words, my watch is telling me, you talk too loud. So I try to keep myself in the seat, in front of the microphone, and I try and keep from, you know, breaking the recording and broadcasting equipment here. That's what I try and do. When I'm at church, when I'm in God's house, I tell you, there are times when I wake up on Sunday morning and I'm pretty tired. And then as church time gets there, I've spent time in the presence of the Lord. I've spent time in His Word. Spent time studying and preparing, and when service starts, I'm ready to worship him to the point of fatigue. You say, well, is that just performance? No, because sometimes I do that when I'm all by myself. There's been times when I was praying over a message and God dropped a truth inside of me that I wasn't expecting. And it was like, hallelujah. And it's just marvelous. A lot of times people don't want to commit to loving God with all their strength when they're young. I was in Oklahoma, wasn't here in Florida. There was a lady who described her youth. Yeah, I was out there sowing my wild oats. In other words, she was spending the strength of her youth out there living in sin. That was what she meant by that. And, you know, praise God that he does redeem us from our ungodly, youthful sins and midlife sins and late life sins. So I'm not asking you for the youth that's already been spent. I'm asking you for 2026. Will we love God with all of the strength that we have today? Did you know that the Bible talks about that God wants to take us from strength to strength? A lot of people are stuck in their spiritual journey. They're in like a vehicle that it's spinning its tires and it's stuck in a snowdrift or stuck in a mud pile or a sand pit, and they're gunning the accelerator and the wheels are turning, but they're not going any place. Their strength is still the same. Our love for God should be one that's constantly intensifying, that involves the complete makeup of our being. That's the way that we're supposed to be loving God. And so I hope that you won't waste your youth upon darkness, but instead you will say, God, from this point forward, I'm going. By the way, there's a word I haven't highlighted here. It says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Have we changed the word of God to say, with some of my heart, some of my soul, some of my mind, some of my strength? When God says all and we say some, those two statements are not the same. So I have a shirt that was given to me at a general council a few years ago, and it says all in. And I know from, you know, ESPN that is a term that people use for gambling. And, you know, they think that their odds of winning are so good that they take all of their resources and they put them in that pile. And if you watch any of those tournaments, there's normally only one winner that walks away. Everybody else at some point in time went all in and lost. For 2026, the greatest commandment for a follower of Jesus Christ is to be all in on loving God. With all of our heart, we're intentional. We love him with our emotions. We love him with our soul. We love him. I mean, we have made a decision. Love is an emotion, yes, but it is also a decision. We also love him with all of our mind. We love him with our intellect. We love him. And listen, you did not go on a brain vacation. You didn't tell your brain to go on vacation when you asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life. No, from that point forward, your brain for the first time began to function the way God intended it to. You and I, it is the greatest rational decision that we could ever make to follow Jesus. Love him with all your mind, not just to accept him, but to understand him. And then also to love him with all of our strength. This is the first or the greatest commandment. I will tell you that if we can love God that way, we will not come away disappointed. Nothing I've ever given to God has ever been regretted. God is always capable of bringing about more with it in his hands than I could do with it in my hands. And so that's where we're going to end up here today. I'm going to make a note here. So for Monday, I'll know where to start. But I hope that if your current walk with God has not been an all-in walk, that something we've shared so far this week will say, I need to love God the way that he loved me, because Jesus was all in. He got off of the throne, went to a manger, and lived in a carpenter's home, learning carpentry, lived a sinless life. Then he went to a cross and he died. Then he was raised from the dead on the third day. And even now, he is still active on your behalf and my behalf because of his great love for us. He's preparing a place for you. He's preparing a place for me, that where he is, there we might be also. I will tell you, he did not regret the cross. He embraced the cross. And our lives are so much better for it. Let's make sure that we love God the way he loved us. And that is with all our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. God bless you. You have a fantastic Friday here in beautiful Brevard County. No matter what you're going through, represent Jesus well. Keep your eyes fixed on him. Who knows? God may use you to lead the next person into a relationship with Jesus. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. We'll see you Monday here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.